Brings us to 16 minutes past 12 on the Xolani Gwala Show. Tembekile in Tembekile Mkhototo, in fact, in for Xolani today. I'm also back with you tomorrow. The big story of the past 24 hours has been the budget, hasn't it? Because now today we're hearing that the ratings agency Moody's is saying Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's budget highlights government's limited fiscal flexibility amid a challenging economic environment. Moody's also saying that it is currently looking at where things are going to move in the country. You'll remember Moody's at the moment is the only of the only one of the ratings agencies that still has the country one notch above junk status. And we are expecting to hear some news. Earlier, we were reporting on EWN that Treasury officials are due to meet with officials from the ratings agencies on the back of the delivery of the budget by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni. What will come out of that? We don't know. Mboweni also saying yesterday that his department will be dealing really with a stiff hand when it comes to issues of the wrongs that are going on at the country's state-owned enterprises. Let's get another view on this and bring in development economist Nwabisa Nondenja, who's joining us from Johannesburg. Good afternoon to you, Nwabisa, and thank you for your time. So Moody's is rather uninspired by the budget presented by Tito Mboweni yesterday. Do you share the same view?
Yeah, I do. Perhaps for different reasons than Moody's. I felt like the budget speech was quite conservative in really taking advantage of the state's role as a potential stimulator of growth in our country, a la, you know, fiscal policy. So yeah, I think I also found it lackluster, but perhaps for different reasons.
Just on the issue of the state-owned enterprises, I mean, Tito Mboweni talks tough. He says, for example, with the SABC, if they were to get the money that they're looking for to keep afloat, what would happen is an official would then come in and sort of take over, really, sort of a curator who'd come in and monitor the running of the entire process. But Mboweni is not the first finance minister to talk tough on SOEs. That hasn't changed the picture much. So why should we believe that he will be the man to turn things around?
Yeah, I'm also quite skeptical as to how effective these measures will be, given the fact that there are embedded political interests, I think, that define how our state-owned enterprises run and how efficiently they run. I think that state-owned enterprises are like a very useful place that politicians are able to dole out patronage. And I think that there is a lack of political will to see that change. So I think until we see actual results, I am going to be very skeptical about any prospect of improvement or change in our state-owned enterprise.
One of the other things that stood out for me in that presentation yesterday was the 1.2 trillion rand that's been set aside for education over a three-year period. It sounds an impressive figure, but is it going to be sufficient in addressing the immediate needs when you think of issues around the higher education sector, where we've got that missing middle and poor students provision of free higher education? We've got issues around accommodation, for example. At basic education level, we're dealing with norms and standards that are still lacking. The money is there, but is the money going to be what fixes the problem?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we should take note of is that things like infrastructure development, particularly social infrastructure development, is decentralized to provincial and local governments. So the Treasury can ring fence a certain amount of funds. But as far as implementation is concerned, a large part of that is the ambit and the responsibility of provincial and local governments. And unfortunately, that is where we see much of the corruption, the mismanagement of funds, etc. So that represents a massive limitation as to how effectively or how quickly we can see the infrastructure and the conditions of basic education change. For example, the budget allocated 2.8 billion to address the infrastructure backlog and to replace petrol trees in our nation's schools, right? And of course, you know, that is a much needed intervention given the loss of life that we've seen from children falling into toilets, etc. But just to give you perspective on the level of corruption and graft at local government level, the UK in the Eastern Cape, there was a reported 1.6 billion rand siphoned off, and that basically disappeared from these funds were actually earmarked towards social infrastructure development, etc. I mean, so 1.6 billion is almost half, or more than half, of this 2.8 billion that Treasury has allocated towards the eradication of people trees. And so that gives you perspective of the level of corruption that we see. So as far as spend on basic education and higher education is concerned, one of the things that Treasury has to place as a central point of strategy is to really control and stop corruption, particularly at provincial and local government levels.
Okay, just on corruption, I mean, when you mention widespread corruption in government systems, one of the things that comes to mind is another announcement made yesterday of our help to buy subsidy, which would see government assisting first-time buyers in acquiring housing. It'll be piloted over 3 years at a cost of 950 billion rand. It raises another question of whether government has the capacity to do this properly, given the already stressful delays in our housing system, as well as the corruption that's riddled that process.
Yeah. It's not just with regard to housing, we don't just see corruption within the state bureaucracy. We also see, opportunistic behavior from private sector development as far as the development of social housing, etc. So, yeah, it is quite a pervasive problem that I think stems or is largely rooted in a weak state that has weak oversight and weak institutions. So I think that in making sure or ensuring that these funds actually go towards their stated purpose, that is increasing access to housing for our people, the government really, really needs to look at really starting from the basics and ensuring that this rollout of infrastructure is definitely ring-fenced or protected from rent-seeking, from corruption, etc. And how that happens is to build in mechanisms for accountability for our government officials, mechanisms of transparency. The allocation of these funds must be as transparent as possible and must include public participation as far as we can ensure it. I think that the level of transparency and the level of openness will go a long way in ensuring that these types of funds are kind of protected from opportunistic individuals.
Fantastic. Nwabi Sonondenja, we could talk about these issues all day. Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon. Nwabisa brings us to 25 minutes past 12.